So let the light come through. Let that which is within you come forth. But why do we not do that? Why do we have to wait to Easter to have a song to remind us to shine, to remind us to rise, to remind us to be just the way we're created in the image and after the likeness of God, of perfection, of health, of goodness? Why do we need an Easter to do that? We don't. But why is it we have stopped that light from shining? Things that we have told ourselves between our ears, the lies that we have told ourselves. Who am I to do that? Who am I to shine? Or perhaps worse yet, the things that we have been told by others in our life. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not this enough. You're not that enough. And it's a shame, and I might get a little hard-hitting today. Religion has done that. Religion throughout the centuries has told us, you were born broken. You were born stained. You were born in needing to be fixed. And for centuries, we've perpetuated this idea every Easter, giving all the responsibility to letting the light shine through to one man who's somewhere in heaven going, you got it all wrong. Could you think again? Could you look at my words again? Could you look at my life? Could you look at my stories and maybe look with new eyes, with new ears? That's what Easter is. The revelation of Easter is looking with new eyes, with a new heart, with a new spirit. The world has asked for questions in stone halls, in sacred temples, in churches, in sacred quiet places. Was Jesus God? Say that with me. Was Jesus God? The question goes everywhere. And while that question was echoing around the globe and argued throughout time, something deeper was happening. Something beneath the surface. Maybe it was the Christ saying, pay attention. There's something else going on here. Something more profound and true was happening. Something perhaps more dangerous was trying to be heard beneath the noise. So let the light shine through. I have to get through the noise in order to shine the light. I have to get through the noise between my ears. I have to get through the noise in my life. And I have to get through the noise that is the human race. Beneath the surface, the revelation of Easter is not that Jesus was God. That's never been the point. The real revelation is that Jesus woke up to the breathtaking reality that God had chosen to do business as him and as everybody. That this man woke up that we weren't broken or stained, but that God had chosen to do business as him and everybody. And he called that forth, let the light shine through. Sometimes as nice and sweet as the song, sometimes not nearly as nice and sweet. You've forgotten who you are. And you've believed a lie for too long. That's not who you are. That God had chosen to do business as all creation. Jesus was our example. He was not the exception. He was not the unattainable reality. He was the example of what could be on life, turning the hell on earth into a heaven on earth and putting the responsibility in our hands. And somewhere he's going, I think you got it mixed up. He led the way. And if we make Easter and this message today all about one man, we've missed his entire point. We've missed the whole point of Easter. Yes, God was there, alive, awake, breathing, and choosing to do business as the man Jesus. Absolutely beautifully done. And yes, God as love and light and life itself is alive, awake, breathing, and choosing to do business in the seat where you're sitting right now. Alive, awake, enthusiastic, if you will, and breathing and doing business as you and me, but more importantly, as us. The Christ is an us reality, a we reality, right here and right now. Breathe that in. Take a breath with me. Let the light come through. This is God as life with dust on its feet, her feet, his feet. With calloused hands, God with calloused hands from the work that's been done in the name of love and goodness. God as love at dinner tables, at weeping, at gravesides, at hospital bedsides, touching the untouchables and loving the unlovable. We've done so many memorial services in this community over the last week, and I'm a little tired of funerals. But I say after everyone, the legacy will not be, oh, let's worship the person who died and say all the qualities. That's important. It's taking those qualities and living them and being them And quit putting the responsibility for the legacy on earth on anybody else except yourself. To take what you admire, to take what you respect, to take what you worship, and to be it, to breathe it, to live it, and to express it without apology, without exception. Let the light come through. Let's read that statement today. God as love is alive, awake, breathing, and choosing to do business as us right here, right now. Who are you to stop God doing business as you? Who are you? That's the question I want to ask. A God who lives in one man can be worshipped, yes? But that's where the trouble begins. The trouble began and still lives today. A God who lives in everyone cannot be controlled. A God who lives in everyone cannot be controlled. A God that is enthroned in heaven, that's manageable. But a God that's alive in the human soul, that changes everything. It changes every paradigm. It changes the entire religious and spiritual environment. And we are change agents. Not accepting the status quo that says you're broken, you're stained, and you need to be fixed. You just have to wake up. The Buddha was asked at one point, what are you, a Messiah? No. What are you, a prophet? No. What are you, a savior? No. He said, then what are you? I'm awake. The same message of Jesus and Buddha. Wake up. Pay attention. That was his whole mission, for us to open our eyes and our ears and our heart to wake up. God has never been an energy for religion to manage. And that's what we've tried to do for a very long time. Let's manage the capacity of the light. It's a little too much. You want the truth, you can't handle the truth, so we keep God in a box. And we put God in one little person. One beautiful, holy, sacred, let's be clear about that. Awakened, enlightened, wise person. And then God lives in a box. And then there's no more expansion. I'm saying Jesus himself called for the expansion. Ours is to allow, to reveal, and to claim. God living in, through, around, and as all of us. And no system, no religious system gets to define your worth unless you allow it. Plain and simple. No system gets to control your value unless you allow it. No person. No fear gets to name your future. No voice of shame gets the final word. This is our Christed responsibility. It's not just a truth. It is our responsibility to stop flapping our gums about Christ and start being Christ. To stop talking about the Christ and let the light come through. And to start being the light and let it come through you with every word you speak. With every thought you allow, every emotion in your heart, and every action you take. And so the real, true message of Easter had to be managed, boxed, framed in, contained, hidden, and yes, even suppressed. And religious leaders and kings did a pretty darn good job of that. But we're waking up. We're waking up, and let the waking up happen, because I'm tired of sleepwalking. And sleepwalking can look like the night of the living dead very quickly. And then we do put ourselves into a tomb and we just stay there in somebody else's limitation. Because the idea that you carry divine life within you is not only incredibly liberating, it can be the most disruptive truth imaginable. Yes, that you are the light of the world can be a disruptive truth. And the world says, stop messing with my system. Stop messing with my system. Get in line. Stop rocking the boat. Well, as I look at the very man that we're talking about today, he rocked the boat. He didn't play small. He spoke the truth without apology, and they did not like it, and so he was crucified for it. You may be crucified for it too, but love is more powerful. Let the light, let the love come through, and know that it will carry you through whatever crucifixion, no matter what they might say. Because that will break chains, it will dissolve hierarchies, and it will dismantle any notion of us and them, which organized religion has done since the beginning of time. Us and them, the ones that belong and the ones that don't belong, and that's a paradigm that needs to die. We belong to each other. Say that with me. We belong to each other. You are more than you have ever been told. In Sunday school, you were more than you were told. We are more than perhaps what we have been told by political and religious systems. Ours is to rise and to not know that somebody paid a price for us to rise. It's the price has already been paid when you were brought onto the earth and given the challenge of shining the light, of being the love. That's not only liberating, but it can disrupt the status quo. You and me, and it whispers in the human heart, there's more to you. But yet, the message slipped through. Thank God for Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, Ernest Holmes, and all those people that said, something doesn't jive here. Something feels a little bit uncomfortable in the words, in the silences, in the spaces between the sermons and the spaces between the scriptures. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Say that with me. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And I want you to make it personal as you place your hand on your heart. If you are led, some people don't like that. That's all right. Place it on your hip if you want. Because the kingdom of heaven is everywhere. Together, the kingdom of heaven is within me. Turn to somebody with all the light and the eyes of the Christ and say, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Not someday, not way back when, not somewhere, not in some people, not in one person, within you. When we begin to live from that truth, something beautiful begins to happen. Resurrection begins to happen, number one. We can no longer then be manipulated because we no longer bow to fear. Ours is not a religion based upon fear, and it will not ever be based upon fear because that is not the will of the one. That is not the will of God. And that fear is sometimes our own, and sometimes it belongs to somebody else. We no longer shrink to fit limitations or to fit expectations. We begin to rise, and guess what? A rising people are very difficult to control. Have you noticed that? Arising people are very difficult to control. Awakening disrupts comfort. Say that with me. Awakening disrupts comfort. Together, truth unsettles illusion. We are breaking down the walls externally and internally to let the light come through. The stinking thinking needs to be set aside externally and internally. And not everybody knows what to do with a life that refuses to play small. Have you met those people in your life? Not everybody knows what to do with a person that is not going to play small, but is going to live into their greatness. They didn't know what to do with Jesus. Let's just get rid of him. Oh, but there's more to the story. That wasn't the end of the story. And it isn't the end of your story. Not everyone knows what to do with that, but then we shine. We let the light come through. And then comes the cross. A cross. Not just wood, not just nails, but every moment the ego, the human ego, tries to press us back into limitation. And when the voices say, stay where you are. You ever have anybody that you know that likes you in their comfort zone? You know, we talk a lot about getting out of our comfort zone, but I got a whole bunch of people that want to keep me in their comfort zone. And they keep pushing me back into that circle, but love is more expansive than that. They say, don't shine too brightly. Don't believe too deeply in your own goodness. Who are you to claim, you arrogant SOB, to claim? Did I really say that? To claim your light, to claim your goodness. Who are you not to claim that? You want to honor the Christ. You want to honor Jesus. It's to take that message and read what he was talking about. And not play small. Those were the people that took his words and twisted it and turned it and created a system to say that you were broken. So the cross comes. The cross is every force that tries to convince you that you're less than divine. And for a moment, it seems to work, yes? Anybody here ever been crucified by somebody? For a moment, it works. The dreams die. You get real quiet and silent. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. Maybe I don't have the value. Maybe I need to just play small and believe that I am broken. and believe the lie that I need to be fixed and there's only one person that can fix me. Well, here's the reality. It is a truth. There is only one person that can fix you from your broken thoughts, and that's you. We're waiting around for the second coming of a Christ. Well, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the 10,000th coming has already happened. When you have the epiphany, there's more to me. There's more to express. There's more to live. There's more to know. But out comes the cross and we get crucified and the world says, see what happens when you rise. You should have just been a good little boy. You should have been just a good little girl and fallen in line lockstep. Let me tell you, history will show us what happens when you walk lockstep with a lie. It will show you what happens when you walk lockstep with something that has kept you small. The tomb is then sealed. We've got him where we need him, in the box. The stone is rolled into place and everything appears finished. But it wasn't the end of the story. The truth echoes through eternity. You cannot bury what is eternal. Can you read that? Can you see that over there? Go ahead and read it with me. You cannot bury what is eternal. Breathe that, live that, know that in this now moment. The next one. You cannot silence what is divine. And then the last one. Breathe that in. You cannot imprison love itself, which is what you are. You were created. Love cannot be put down, no matter how hard external forces try. It comes as a breath, a flicker, a revelation, a faint remembrance. I think I might be waking up just a little bit. You see, the stone does not roll away because somebody moved it. There's a debate that happens in churches. Why did it roll away? Where did it go? What happened here? It didn't roll away because somebody moved it. It rolled away because somebody inside refused to stay buried. Let's read that together. The stone didn't roll away because someone moved it. It rolled away because something inside refused to stay buried. I call that the Christ. Unity calls it the Christ. Call it the Buddha nature. Call it the Atman. Call it the Tao. Call it Fred. I don't care what you call it. I want you to have a relationship with it. That's what we do here, not just on Easter. We have a relationship with the light. So when somebody says, let the light come through, I've already got a relationship. I'm already dancing with the light. And then when you do that, everyone's going to put that stone back over the tomb. You're out of my comfort zone. That's resurrection when you don't allow it. Not just something that happened just to Jesus. And yes, it did happen to Jesus. But it's something that happens for all of us whenever we honor the call of our human soul to rise. When we stand again after being broken, that's resurrection. When we choose love over hate, and that's a difficult choice right now, isn't it? When we choose love over hate, that's resurrection. When we choose to get up on our feet and try again after a dark night of the soul, or love again after being hurt, rejected, betrayed, that's resurrection. When we remember our worth after failure, after forgetting it, that's resurrection. You know, I'm a lot less interested in what happened before the story. The apostles, they were lost, they were afraid, they were angry, they were upset, they wanted to go to war. After Easter, the apostles had vision. They had a purpose. They had a reason for living. That's who I want to emulate. Not the apostles before, but the apostles afterwards that found the Christ of their own being. The miracle is not that one life revealed God. The miracle is that God never stopped revealing itself through us. And the saddest part is that we just quit paying attention. And we listened to a story that said God only chooses some of us, a few of us. God is still doing business as every heart that dares to shine and to rise, and every hero and soul that chooses courage and refuses to stay buried beneath fear, shame, or limitation. God never stopped revealing itself through us when one man died and rose again. We are not separate from the Easter story. I want you to hear that. We're not separate from the Easter story. We are the Easter story. 2,000 years ago was an Easter story, but it's still happening. There isn't an end to the story. It's an unfolding of consciousness. It's an unfolding of truth. Let us rise above the voices that would diminish us and the systems that would contain us. Rise out of the tombs of doubt, fear, and forgetting, because something ancient is still speaking. And again, if you're led, put your hand on your heart. It's speaking at the depth of your soul right now. It's moving and stirring us to action. Something that's always been there, something that cannot and will not ever be destroyed. God, Spirit, Source, Truth, Love, not distant, not in one person, not separate, not someday, but this day. I'm less concerned about Easter 2,000 years ago, and I'm more concerned about Easter 2026 and how it's lived and breathed, how resurrection is happening in 2026. This is where the true story begins. Revelation leads to invitation. Next slide. Let's read this together. Revelation leads to invitation, and invitation leads to decision, and decision leads to action. There's that challenge that comes from this platform all the time. Be the change you want to see in the world. Stop waiting around for somebody to come back and make the change. Make the change. Stop waiting for somebody else to do it. Somebody should do something. Yes, somebody should do something, and you are somebody. Be somebody. Easter is a call to action. And here's my question today. If the universe is choosing to do business as you, if God is choosing to do business as you, what kind of life is it living through you? That's the question of Easter. That's the revelation that needs to happen. No shame or blame about your answer, but maybe it's, there needs to be a resurrection. I need to wake up. I need to remember the truth. Will we play small? Will we shrink back into old stories because it's comfortable and it's easy for people at the Easter breakfast table? Because it's easy for Uncle Joe, who's just happy with the truth he had 50 years ago, or the truth that's emerging today? Or will we rise into the vast, uncharted territory of who we were created to be? Following Jesus was not meant to be admiration. I want you to hear that. It was meant to be activation. Big difference. So many people, it's like, let's just admire and worship the man. It was meant to be an activated essence and reality in our consciousness. A new paradigm that lives within so that it can live without. He didn't say, worship me. I've looked hard. He did not say, worship me once. But what did he say? Come on, you all know it. Follow me. Follow me. Come on, guys. Let's go this way. We can make the world a better place. We can make the world a better place. Walk where I have walked. Love where I have loved. See what I have seen. Know what I have known. Do what I have done. And then from the Gospel of John, love one another as I have loved you. Plain and simple, his words, not mine. Love one another as I have loved you. That is the challenge, to follow the example. This man that we worship, that we pray over, that we emulate, that we talk about every Easter, Christmas, and every Sunday in between. He told us the two greatest commandments, all the laws. Everything else that's been done in his name falls on those two things. What are they? Love God with your heart, your mind, your soul, and your being. And the second is just like it. They are one. Love your neighbor as yourself. Easter is every time you choose kindness over duality. Easter and resurrection is every time you choose kindness, compassion, and love and generosity over what the world would tell you, separation. Goats and sheep. Those that belong and those that don't belong. Those that are going to heaven and those that are going to hell. That is a lie that needs to stop on my watch. And it needs to stop on all of our watches. We belong to each other. And the healing we're seeking is in knowing this, but not just knowing it, making its way from our heart to our head, to our mouth, to our hands, and to our actions. That is resurrection. Dare to trust that the same love, and yes, you will be called a blasphemer. I have an aunt that told me what I'm saying here today, there's a special place in hell for me. And it would be easy to go, oh gosh, maybe I should play smaller. There is no hell other than God's here, but God's not over there. That's hell. God is in this person, but you're broken. That's hell. Oh, you're beautiful, you're shiny, your light comes through, but I can't let my light shine through. That is hell. And it is only an illusion that exists between our ears. Let your words, your actions, and your presence testify to love. And somewhere Jesus is smiling, going, you got it. You got it. Dare to step beyond the false idea that you are broken, stained, or needing fixing. I'm going to invite you guys to come up now. And step into the vastness of the pure potential of heaven that was placed within you, within your hands. A place of unbounded resource, unlimited creativity, unshakable heroic courage. Most people visit that briefly, but then they retreat. A nice Easter experience, and then we talk about church when December 24th comes around. A nice morning nicety, an experience. Easter asks way more of us than that. It asks us to live differently Monday through Saturday, not just a nice Sunday experience. You know, they say the week behind us is the week that changed the world. That this week in Jerusalem is a week that changed the world. I'm saying let's flip that paradigm. The week that will change the world is the week that's in front of us. The week is April 6th through the 13th, when you show up differently. A week where we speak more truthfully, love more boldly, and forgive more freely. A week where we follow the example and cross out the borders of human ignorance and extend the hand of oneness even when it is difficult. The man crossed borders. Everybody said, don't go talk to them. Don't go have a meal with them. Don't go sit at the well with them. Yo, but he says, no, I will do that because love is more powerful than your limited idea. Love is more powerful than your doctrine and your system. Let this Easter be a moment where we decide to stop making one man responsible for rescuing us from blindness and start taking responsibility for ourselves and our world. That's the Easter revelation I'm talking about today. Easter is not a passive celebration. It is a summons. It is a summons to rise above judgments, behaviors, and ignorance, to live as a Christed being. Together, let's read it. Easter is a summons to rise above judgments, behaviors, and ignorance, to live as a Christed being, to live as the holy essence of life, to live as the holy essence of the Christ, by whatever name you call it, Buddha, Atman, Tao, Fred. I'm going to call it Christine. I'm going to call it Larry. I'm going to call it Linda. I'm even going to call it Richard. That Richard, not this one. I'm still working on it. Let's stop talking about the Christ and let's start being the Christ. Let's stop talking about resurrection and reveal revelation. Reveal resurrection and be the fire that is tended and burning. This song is going to be a challenge for each of you to keep the fires burning.